Well, with David Payne at the end of a hard-fought draw against Durham, influenced in two areas by you today. A, the lost wicket stand with Chris Little, which took an hour out of the game, and then two wickets at the start with which just checked any run chase. So what was the debrief from Richard about the performance of the team?
It was just really... It was more spoken from the Colonel, actually, at the end of the game today, and just probably a pat on the back from us to show a bit of character today and put up a bit of fight against a world-class bowling attack, really, with Wood, Onions, Rushworth, those sorts of guys. And, Chris Dent's knock, obviously, outstanding, and to take that much time out of the game, I suppose, and keep us going. And then with a little wobble, yeah, it was really nice to be able to put in a performance myself and Liam Norwell and Chris Little, just to be able to, as you say, take out some time, keep us going and do as much as we can. And then, yeah, so I think I always prefer to be with the ball in those sorts of scenarios, I guess. I don't know why. I just, I suppose I like the challenge that's faced. So it was nice to get a couple of early ones, yeah, and just peg them back. And then I suppose it meant, though, that then it was pretty much always going to look like a draw.
I mean, four wickets for two runs in 17 balls really looked as if it was going to take the game away from you. And with respect to Chris, he's not batted a lot in first-class cricket in the last couple of years. So I guess that the two of you were just encouraging each other.
Yeah, I was. I just kept saying to him, let's just keep going. Keep playing as many balls as we can, face as many overs as we can. And if we can pick up runs in the meantime as we're there, perfect, really. And he did a fantastic job. And he, it was just nice to, as I say, to spend some time out there and do what we could for the team.
How do you feel about your batting at the moment? Because you're in quite a rich run, aren't you?
Yeah, the boys have kind of pointed out, I guess, back end of last season, I've just found a method that works for me and I'm a lot more confident with, I guess. And luckily that's continued at the start of this season, and I'm just trying to do my best, I guess, for the team. And as I say, I guess it's just the fact I've found a way that works for me, and I'm just sticking with it.
15 for three, did you think you had a chance of actually winning the game?
It crosses your mind, doesn't it? But it's a long way. I guess I knew the task was always going to be difficult at the point they decided to shut up shop and dead bat it, because that's where it showed, I guess, it's most difficult to take wickets. And it does flatten out when the ball gets a bit older. So it was always going to be a tall ask. But, we had a small belief and we just gave it our best.
So you're going to put the red ball back in the box for a month and switch to the white. 50 overs starts against Glamorgan on Thursday. And the side may look a bit different too, because there are some white ball players who have made their name at Gloucestershire white ball cricket who we haven't really seen yet. They may come into the equation now.
Yeah, definitely. We've had a lot of second team cricket already going on. While this game's been going on, the likes of Ian Cobain, who's our white ball star, I guess, with the bat. And he'll no doubt come back into side along with Benny Howe. Matt Taylor's now back fit and been bowling with the white ball, and he did so well last year. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were a few changes, rest a few blokes. And get started with this competition. Guys looking forward to it. As you say, put the red ball away for a little bit, crack on with the white ball, and then see how we go.
And of course, Michael's back to lead you as well, and he hopefully will be a source of runs again.
Exactly. It's always nice. A couple of fans have already asked me if he's here yet, and I know it's exciting for everyone when he gets here, because he's such a big player for us and key for our white ball team, I guess. And it's just nice to have him back, and hopefully he has another good year for us.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
All good?
Thank you.